Welcome back to the MJA podcast. I'm Kate Swanell. At a time when the demand for personal protective equipment has never been greater or more urgent, there are some awkward questions to be asked. Where do those gloves and masks come from? Who is manufacturing them and under what conditions? The sad reality is that in sweatshops across Asia, modern slavery still exists and the production of medical equipment is not immune. In the COVID age, where demand is outstripping supply, what issues are we ignoring, if not tolerating? Who are we sacrificing at one end of the chain in order to save someone else at the other? My guest today is Sharon Sitters, who is a radiographer and lecturer in medical imaging at Unitec Institute of Technology in Auckland. Thanks for doing this. Your letter just caught my attention because it's a bit different, and I have a feeling that in the world we live in today, the problem of slavery, particularly in producing medical products, is probably going to get worse, given that the demand has gone up so much. But
yeah, it definitely has the opportunity to.
You're a lecturer in medical imaging, is that correct?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that's right.
How did your interest get piqued in slavery in medicine?
So I'm a radiographer by background.
Mm-hmm.
6 or 7 years ago, I really started to get interested in instances of slavery in the fashion industry. I think it was quite topical
yes.
at the time. More recently, I think I started to do a bit of reading into, you know, what was happening in the medical supply industry, particularly as I started to realise that actually this is a global issue that's actually going across basically almost all supply chains. It was like my focus kind of shifted from going, oh, this is happening in one place and this is an atrocity of this industry, to going, okay, no, this is our global economy and this is something that we need to look at in that kind of scale. So, yeah, and then just started to look into it in the medical industry, and there's just not a lot on it, and that's the shame.
When we're talking about medical products, we're talking about drugs, or are we talking about PPE, for example?
Well, PPE is actually one of the areas that has been highlighted for having modern slavery and labour rights abuses quite recently, and that is in our gloves.
Where are they get made primarily?
The majority of the world's gloves are coming out of Malaysia. Mm. Malaysia has a high percentage of migrant workers.
Yes.
And those who are vulnerable to labour rights abuses. And what we're seeing in this particular industry is we're seeing reports of excessive overtime, 160 hours a month.
Wow.
We're seeing unpaid wages. We're seeing restriction of access to passport, which is their restricting freedom of movement. Instances like this that have been reported, and more, in the gloves industry in Malaysia.
And of course, that'll be ramping up big time at the moment.
Interesting. I was just looking into this the other day, just see, you know, what is COVID-19 actually doing to the gloves industry in Malaysia at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
And there's mixed support. Some factories are cut to 50% capacity to be able to actually do the physical distancing that's required.
Wow.
But in other factories that are able to operate full-time, they're operating overnight. And in my mind, I think pressure on the industry is pressure on the workers.
Yeah.
So expectations on the workers is for those who are working throughout this pandemic will be increasing pressure on them. You know, I can't see them going right now, you know, particularly with a disposable workforce. So you've got lots
exactly.
of unemployment,
yeah.
lots of free, you know, workers floating. So if somebody isn't willing to work the excessive overtime, well, they're easily replaced.
Anything else apart from gloves? I mean, masks?
Yeah, there have actually been reports of masks as well. And when I was researching for this letter, I was looking into that, in particular masks. You know, there's not a lot of research there. But one area that did come up as medical surgical tools that are produced in Pakistan. And Pakistan producing the majority of the world's metal surgical tools. So instances of child labour there, instances of forced and bonded labour as well.
I'm talking today with Sharon Sitters from Unitec Institute of Technology in Auckland about modern slavery in the production of medical equipment. Her letter to the MJA is available at mja.com.au. If you want to know more about modern slavery and how you can help beat it, visit antislavery.org for more information. Meanwhile, our podcasts are available at mja.com.au/podcasts or wherever you get your pods. Don't forget to leave us a review. Back to our chat. What are we doing about it? I mean, is the United Nations, is the World Health Organization involved in trying to cut this stuff out?
There have been some countries that have looked at this more intensely. So, for example, the UK, the NHS have looked at developing a supplier code of conduct in addressing labour rights abuses in medical supply chains. Also, another organisation in Sweden, Swedwatch, have been supplying information and research forward to help Sweden address this issue as well. There will always be reasons to ignore modern slavery if we want to ignore it. It doesn't stop medical consumables companies right now creating strategies in consultation to look to address modern slavery, so assess risk, identify instances, create strategies for remediation, and report on what they're finding. That they can do now.
What can Dr. Joe Public do? I mean, he's GP's sitting there and reps are coming in. What do you do? What effect can a GP in Australia or New Zealand do to stop this or to help stop this?
Well, we know that health professionals can have an impact on the industry. And I would say now more than ever, it is to remember that our primary goal as health professionals is health promotion. And I would argue that our health community is global.
Yes.
If somebody is making our product in our community. So our health community and health promotion should be, we should now be focusing at the beginning of the supply chain.
Yep.
To eliminate labour rights abuses. And what health professionals can do, they can write to the Minister of Health, Greg Hunt. I found his phone number and email on the website very easily available.
Yep.
Ask him what he's doing. Ask him what he's doing about the concern. Perhaps contact your state or territory government. Express your concern. Another thing that you could do if you're in charge of ordering supplies is have the conversation with your sales rep. Ask them where their products are made and whether they know if there are any instances of modern slavery or child labour in their supply chains.
It'd be interesting to see if the reps know the answer to that question.
And I suspect that they don't. And that actually is the first, a really good first point. The beginning of this is understanding the risk and acknowledging it. Yes, there is a very high risk of modern slavery and child labour in medical consumables supply chain. Let's figure out where it is, let's assess that risk, and then let's address that risk. But I might also add other instances of modern slavery that we're seeing in the medical consumables supply chain is in our generations of raw materials as well.
Ah.
So we know that cotton,
yes,
which is, you know, obviously proliferated through our hospitals and all that we do in our uniforms, in our gauze, and our bandages, that the cotton industry has a high incidence of modern slavery.
Yeah, it sure does.
In it as well. So it's not just about the end of the supply chain. It's also going back to the generation of raw materials that are supplying our products.
That's a great point.
I guess the other thing I wanted to say for health professionals is that, you know, it could be as simple as having a conversation with your colleagues or the person who is in charge of, you know, ordering products and things, and just sharing your concern, because part of what we can do as health professionals is create awareness of the issue.
Yeah.
It is something that even, you know, even when I started to look into it, you know, I guess it's the nature of the medical supply industry that you just assume goodwill throughout the manufacture of a product. But the medical supply industry is just as much a part of the global economy as any other. And it is not exempt. You know, as health professionals, we can speak up and we can take that role of health promotion for the people who are making the products we use to help our communities. Given our industry, I think that, you know, the Modern Day Slavery Act in Australia, which came in 2018, it is requiring businesses to report on instances of modern slavery and to assess risk and to actually report publicly about their business, which is fantastic. But
yes,
I think going beyond that, I think the health industry should not just be obliging. We should be leading the way, and we should actually be the example or the primary industry that are driving change in the sector. Thanks so much.
See you.
Alrighty.
My thanks to my special guest today. Don't forget that all our podcasts are open access and available at www.mja.com.au/podcasts. Or you can subscribe to our feed at iTunes. My name's Kate Swanell, and we'll see you next time.